Cinéphile.
Dans la vie, quand une chose n'est pas sérieuse, on dit c'est du cinéma.
Dr. Strangelove, do we have anything like that?
Pourquoi vous pensez qu'on ne prend pas le cinéma au sérieux?
Cinéphile. Roslyn Hyams.
Hello and welcome to Cinéphile this August. I'm Roslyn Hyams and just back from the Francophone Film Festival in Angoulême, where all of our films this month were competition entries. Scheherazade is directed by Jean-Bernard Marlin. It's his first feature as a director, but is also a director of photography and screenwriter. The film won three awards at the festival, the Top Valois, the Award for Best Music, and the Student Jury Award.
Take one.
Libérable! Libérable! Libérable!
Bientôt? Comment ça, bientôt?
Alors, les mecs, avec 4 mois! De quoi?
Alors, on se sent.
The film is set in the southern port of Marseille, but far from the areas seen by tourists or frequented by most of the city's residents. He reveals the stories of the people who live in sordid, violent and painful realities. We're used to hearing about the situations in the news, but not about the individual lives behind them. Jean-Bernard Marlin.
J'ai pas tourné dans les quartiers les plus tranquilles.
I didn't film in the quietest areas of Marseille. On the contrary, I look for the more chaotic neighborhoods. I'm more at ease with chaos. I like to create in the midst of chaos. It's like I'm able to organize what's there, to photograph what I want, to direct as I want. I feel more at ease in that space. Instinctively, I will go to places where I'm not comfortable, because I know that that's how I'll end up directing something interesting.
Parce que je sais que c'est là que quelque chose va sortir d'intéressant en termes de mise en scène.
The heroine, Scheherazade, is a teenage prostitute. She becomes involved with Zach. He's 17 and has just come out of a juvenile delinquent's detention centre to be rejected by his mother, whose love he tries to win through a new pair of flashy sunglasses. Director Marlin follows Zach, who finds his salvation in Scheherazade, and she in him. Marlin took the risk of directing an energetic, feisty and playful duo with no previous film experience, Dylan Robert and Kenza Fortas. Jean-Bernard Marlin.
Il avait un vécu un peu similaire au personnage principal, Zachary, et ça faisait partie d'une des raisons pour lesquelles je l'ai pris pour ce film-là.
There's a documentary element in the choice of the actors. Dylan has had experiences similar to those of my character, Zachary. That's one of the reasons I chose him for this film. But he has great acting talent besides. Kenza has not had quite the same experiences as Scheherazade. She was never a child prostitute. But she had dropped out of school very early and had stayed in girls' hostels and had hung around in the street a bit. She was at ease right away in front of the camera. I picked these two because there was electricity in the air when they met.
Ensemble, et j'ai vu l'électricité qu'il y avait dans l'air, et c'est pour cette raison que j'ai pris tous les deux.
It's a wake-up film which ends on a positive note and is releasing in France on the 5th of September.
Il y a 50 l'amour et 30 la pub. Tu es avec moi, s'il te plaît?
Tu es devenu fou, quoi? J'ai jamais fait ça, moi.
250 ou rien?
Take two.
Camille Vidal-Naquet, the first-time director of Sauvage, or Wild in English, spent 3 years with an association working with male sex workers in the Boulogne woods on the edge of Paris. From that experience, he draws a portrait of a 22-year-old whose sole interest seems to be love. Love and staying free.
Ça fait combien de temps que vous vous prostituez?
Un certain temps.
Mais vous avez pas envie d'autre chose?
Pourquoi j'aurais envie d'autre chose?
Écoute-moi bien, ici la pipe c'est pas 5 euros, c'est 20.
With the focus on the character and unrealistic camera work and editing, Vidal-Naquet transforms his real-life experience into a cinema experience with moments of humour. The director, who has nonetheless shot some pretty hard-to-watch scenes, also in close-up, says he's neutral.
I realised that people have a really weird idea of freedom. To them, freedom is like running in fields with flowers and saying, but to me, I think that real freedom is a very, very brutal and violent thing. Who can say today that he's really free? And this is a very special form of freedom. It's about living pure instants, and those instants are disconnected with the line of time. This character is never concerned about the consequences of his choices. He doesn't know what he's going to do in the next hour, and he doesn't remember what he did the hour before. But he lives the instant with an intensity. We cannot live this way because we always plan our lives, and he doesn't do that. So to me, this is a form of extreme liberty.
Is it an ideal for you or an absolute?
No. The thing is, in the film, I tried not to apply any judgment on this choice of life. Meaning, I do not judge it, I don't think it's bad, but also I don't say that it's good. And I leave it to the people to react the way they want to it. It's not a movie that analyzes sociologically the mechanism of prostitution. It's just a movie that gives you an experience. The film is supposed to provoke emotions and sensations to the audience. The rest is up to them.
The character is remarkable in the way he shuns material attachment. He's also remarkable in that he seems to be detached from his own body.
I wanted to film a job, actually. If I was making a movie about a baker, I would film the dough and the bread making. So it's exactly the same with this job. And we tried to film nudity as a normality. It's their activity, it's their job, they're selling their body. So the nudity scenes are shown exactly like the rest. And the actors had to play the nudity scenes like the rest. And for that, before shooting, the actors followed a workshop with a choreographer, and they learned to put their bodies at a distance, to adopt some kind of a body language who would make them feel at ease when we shoot. And the people, the actors who play the clients, did not follow the workshop because I wanted their body language to be clumsier, more natural, so you can see in the movie that they don't know exactly what to do. Whereas the actors, especially Felix, has his very like poetic body language he has in the film.
Felix Mariteau, who's won Best Actor for this role twice now, also played the activist Max in Robin Campillo's award-winning 120 beats per minute. In Wild, does he really drink gutter water?
It was a kind of disturbing ideal, actually, because Camille asked me to do. So I did it, and after that, I was a little bit like feeling bad, and I said, okay, I feel bad. He said, why did you drink it? And I said, because you just ask. And that's the thing. If I play, I want to do, and mostly for this character, because he has something that is exponential. I mean, he goes without thinking. It's just with his instinct. And I wanted to be in exactly the way he lives, without thinking of what does it mean for me, for my health, for society. And it would be a life for the character, I think, if I was asking myself these questions.
What's the most important emotion for you in this character, in the film Sauvage Wild?
I think it's love. He's someone that vibrates love every time. He can't open his eyes without being a vibration of love. And yeah, it's a good thing and it's a curse. I mean, it makes him the strongest because he can love everything. He can love even his distress and his pain. But yeah, it's really ambivalent.
Would you say he's a complex character or a simple character?
I think that he's really simple. And for a society, it's really complex to feel it.
Tu peux aussi rester là à côté de moi et moi je te prends dans mes bras et moi je vais sur toi.
Scenes of explicit sex and close-ups on genitalia, more than the violence which is nonetheless there too, make the film a bold choice for festivals and distributors, and also for spectators. Not for the eyes of the under-16s, though, in France. Sauvage, or Wild in English, releases this week on Wednesday, the 29th of August. I'll be back with Cinephile on the 26th of September as the Festival of British Cinema in France opens for a week in Dinard in Brittany. Thank you for tuning in, and until next time, from me, Roselyne Hyams, goodbye.
On est pas bien là, hein?